Armodoxy for today, God's choice. In the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark, we read a story of a leper, a person suffering from leprosy, approaching Jesus for a healing. Now, although most people have only heard of this bacterial disease in the context of these biblical stories, there are over 200,000 new cases diagnosed every year of leprosy. The symptoms of the disease can be disfiguring, and mostly out of a fear of its sight and the fear of spreading the disease, lepers were isolated in colonies during Jesus' time. With that, let's look at St. Mark's narrative. A leper came to him, to Jesus, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be clean." And so, as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Now I want to ask you, was there something unusual that hit you in this story? I'll tell you what it was for me. It was the fact that they asked him, "If you are willing." And the question is, why would Jesus not be willing? Why in the world would he say no to somebody who is asking for a healing? Why would he not want you to be walking in the grace of God? Now, as we heard on Sunday, this fifth week of Lent opens with the parable of the unjust judge, Luke 18. After reading the story, you have to wonder if a better descriptor of that judicial arbitrator might be the merciless judge or the heartless judge. God is full of mercy, and in his compassion, he wants the best for his creation. Once you know this, once you know that Jesus is on board for the salvation of your soul, you merely have to listen for the words that follow. Be made clean. It's his choice, and his choice is for your wholeness. We pray from St. Gregory of Nottic. O God, Lord of souls and all flesh, at the words of your divinely graced, you are long-suffering and abounding in mercy. Show me here at the threshold of these contrite prayers the sweetness of your will. Strengthen me that I might not be unworthy of the light when the heavens open, so that I might not be consumed and snuffed out like a candle.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.